if you want to live a happy life, lower your expectations. That's all you're gonna do.
It's true. So what's our plan then, Chris? What are we gonna do here? What are we gonna promise the listeners?
That we will definitely do another podcast in 2022.
In 2022? Ridiculous. Brooks almost replaced you a couple times. We just never got around to recording. Maybe we just have like rotating guest hosts.
You're so lucky.
Hey, welcome. Thanks for joining us for another weekly episode of Can I Tell You Something Funny? A podcast about nothing where Chris and I banter about the week's past activities. Sit back, relax, and enjoy this week's show. Cool. There. Be warned. Recording in progress.
I'm going to leave meeting, it says.
Oh, my God. Chris.
No, this is Bob.
Apparently. Yeah. We changed co-hosts. What the hell? Do we even still have a podcast at this point?
I don't think so.
Okay. So the last time we recorded was July 7th, 2021.
Sounds about right.
And that episode title was called We Were on a Break. Because
we're on a super break.
Because it had been 2 months since the previous one. Right. Hi. Hello. Yeah. Thanks for tuning back in.
It's my alter ego, Bob. It's here to rock.
Couple loyal listeners. You know what the really sad thing is, Chris? That last episode is our highest listened episode.
So I love it.
I guess the absence really does make the heart grow fonder.
And that's what they want. Mm-hmm. You can do biannual podcast. Oh my
gosh. I don't even know what to do. Like, do we just start a new season? I'm not quite sure. We really, really shit a brick on this one.
Maybe we have to start a new show.
Maybe. Podcast. Maybe.
My son. So I was upstairs, got the kids to bed, and I said, hey, I'm going to leave early. I got a podcast to do. And my son's like, you have a podcast? I'm like, yeah, I've had one. It's been that long, right?
Yeah.
And he's like, what's your podcast about? Is it about drinking beer and getting fat?
How did he know?
So I'm like, that's what happened the past 4 months since we haven't done our podcast. Did a lot of drinking, a lot of getting fat.
Oh,
put on the winter weight, you know, up here in the Northeast. You know, you gotta get warm. Gotta get that layer.
See, you're bulking up and we're trying to slim down over here. I'm like, all right, we can get back outside. Let's get to running. I've been running a lot since July.
Oh, that's awesome.
I don't think awesome is the word for it, Chris. That's not how I'm really feeling. Taking a bit of a pause at the end of October. My body doesn't think it's awesome. It's like, you're old and you shouldn't be running. You should do, you know, calmer exercises like yoga and Pilates.
I played basketball Monday night for the very first time since COVID. So I played outdoor soccer, which is little like old man soccer, which is not intense. This is old man basketball. But basketball is all running, sprinting back and forth.
Yeah.
I literally
effort.
Like, for an hour after, I thought I couldn't even breathe. That's how like stuffed my lungs were. I'm like, am I dying here?
Uh-huh.
It was terrible.
Yeah.
It's just the dry air. I'm just out of shape. It's terrible.
I know.
So then I'm like, I'm trying to get back into running. I'm like, oh, I can't run now. It's too cold.
Yeah, that's the worst, running in the cold, especially if you don't have good lung capacity, because then it just burns. You don't take deep breaths and you're like hyperventilating.
Just roll on the side of the field or road, die.
Chris, so where have we been? Let's recap for folks. First of all, hi, so hello. The name of this podcast is Can I Tell You Something Funny? In case you forgot.
Which is rarely the case.
Right. Chris, the one review we've had that I never check Apple reviews.
What we got?
The one review was that they haven't had a funny episode yet. We've nailed it. We nailed it.
Yes. That's what we've been planning this whole time.
I mean, if you are listening to this podcast and you think you are like coming to a comedy show, I am sorry to be the first to tell you. That is the spiel. The joke is we're not actually funny. We're aware. Yeah. That's great.
I'm pretty damn funny.
I mean, okay. Moving along, Chris.
July 7th. So what have you been doing? What have you been doing since July 7th? So you've been doing some running.
Yeah, I was doing some running, pretty consistent running. That was good. I went and visited some family, you know, safe flying during the pandemic. Don't recommend it.
Safe.
Not doing it again. It's terrible. Can I just tell you that entire experience? So the flight out, fine, right? Direct flight to and fro, because I'm that person. I have to have a fine. People not wearing their masks in the airport, whatever. I'm all masked up as like far away from everyone I see. I can get that sucker's not leaving my face the entire time, right? Good, fine. Whatever, visit with family, whole shebang. Way back, direct flight. Get to the airport, on the plane, ready to back out. Oh, lightning strike on the tarmac. We got to wait. That continued for 2.5 hours. I'm stuck on this plane in the middle of a pandemic, the stupid mask on. People take them off all over the place.
So for two hours?
Yes. 2.5 hours after we were supposed to leave. And we were like literally the next plane that was supposed to take off. So we were the first ones back out. Great. In the flight,
I'd be freaking out.
A medical emergency. Have to be diverted. So I'm diverted. And it was already, we were supposed to land at like 7 at night local time here. And by this point, it's like 11 p.m. already. So diverted, land in New Mexico, medical issue taken care of, whatever. Had to refuel. The refuel people left for the day. Had to wait for them to come back. It was a shit show. I landed at
like
1:30 in the morning the following day. I was exhausted. I got off the damn plane. I threw that mask in the garbage as soon as I got outside. And I said, I am not flying during this pandemic again.
Because I hate flying normally.
Yeah,
I hate flying normally.
Right, because like that's normal.
So out of your control, all this stuff.
Right, and that's normal flight stuff, right? Like that stuff happens regardless of a pandemic, but then you add on the layer of everybody has to wear their masks and the poor stewardesses and flight attendants are all trying to tell these people like, stop it, put your mask back on, quit pretending to eat. People are bitching that shit isn't going right. I'm like, we don't have any control over that. We have control over you being a dick, not wearing your mask. Stop it. It was rough. So there was that. That happened.
Yeah,
a lot of running. You know, we don't really do much, Chris. So like we hung out with our friends and
how's the surfing with your board you got from Costco?
With the sharks. We have a family of great whites that live right off the coast of like where I normally surf. So I've not been surfing, Chris, at all. And also we had an oil spill recently up the coast that did drift down. And so lots of tar balls and things on our local beaches. So haven't been in the water in quite a while. Just been doing the running.
So we've been using with the surfboard ironing. It's,
holding its shape great up and down. Maybe here in the winter.
You remember the story for you to get that surfboard?
Get it. I know. It's not for lack of trying. You know, Chris, I was real depressed over the summer. Thanks for throwing that back in my face. Had a tough time going and doing things.
I know.
I want to say that was it. I was going through a lot of like personal growth, depression, a lot of self-development while we were on a break. So while you were doing whatever it is you were doing, that's what I was doing.
I'm sorry.
What were you doing?
Well, I think right before we did our last podcast, I went on vacation for 2 weeks, I think, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's why we did it when we did, and then we didn't do anything forever. And then I literally came back to soccer practice. I coached both my kids' soccer games. It was 5 days a week. So working with a bunch of kids at work, you know, playing.
Yeah.
Keeping things organized there, then a bunch of kids after school. And I was exhausted. So I'm a very happy person now that end of October happened, season's over. So
yeah,
it was good though. It was good. It was one of those things where you like after the fact, you're like, oh, that wasn't so bad. But during it, you're like, oh, just so worn out and taxed. And you always have one kid, always that one kid on the team who's like, doesn't listen, doesn't pay attention, does their own thing. Just like, it's like, I don't say trouble, because that's like a stronger word, you know, than it really is, but just like a misfit.
Yeah.
As always, and both teams had one. And then that's infectious, right?
Yes.
To other kids that are like marginally like, you know, if everyone else is paying awkward attention, they're going to be good.
Uh-huh.
But if they have one person who's like going off the rails, then they're like, oh, let's go. And just hanging off goalposts and stuff. So Anyway, so that's exhausting. Yes. You know what I mean? So yes. I'm just trying to like rail these people, these kids in. I literally had a kid in my daughter's team. So this is U8, so 6 and 7 year olds. Uh-huh. He was literally bigger than like any kid on my son's U10 team.
Nice.
And so I was always like, and he was the person who, you know, was always, you know, not getting in trouble again, but like just out there, had so much energy, just run around doing all kinds of crazy things.
Yeah.
But he could kick the ball a mile. And I'm like, these kids are like, some of the kids are like 40 tiny. Pounds soaking wet. And I'm like, yeah. Dude, gotta calm it down. Don't try and kick as hard as you can, buddy. It was just funny. Like, so, so yeah, that was like literally my fall. It was just between vacation for a couple sounds weeks. We did a lake, was awesome.
Okay.
The lake, and then we did the beach. We did with my wife's family. So,
yeah.
You know what the lake was really cool about? We had a dock that we would go fishing and stuff. Well, that was the cool part. But every evening, they had instead of an ice cream truck, they had an ice cream boat that came around.
Nice. That's yes. Legit, man. I know. We have an ice cream truck that comes around here in suburbia, drives up all year round. There's no summertime here. It's just all year round. You're like, love it. Ice cream.
So you can follow him on the GPS, and if you see what cove there he's in, and then move around. So the kids were so excited every night.
That's awesome.
They're like wave the wet noodles to get their kids' attention, and he'd come over and dock. And
I love it.
Give you your treat. I know, it's awesome.
We're gonna have background noise. Dinner's being prepared.
Ooh, what is it?
Just letting the listeners know. You know, they like to know the happy haps behind the scenes.
That's right.
Vitamin. A little lasagna tonight coming your way.
Ooh, that sounds fancy.
Vegetable lasagna. So boat, I don't think I've ever heard of that. Ice cream boat. This seems ingenious. Yeah. It's very smart.
I know.
Very
smart. Well, I was joking because, you know, we live in the Susquehanna Valley there, and we have the dam that gets blown up, you know, over the summer. And I was like, we need to do that. We need to have ice cream boat and a beer boat.
A beer boat I could get behind.
Yeah, both of them. Yeah, you know the party cove that they have there? Yes. So I'm like, make bank.
Yeah, till people start falling overboard because they've had a little bit too much to drink.
That's when you get out of there.
Get that liability insurance, Chris.
I'm out. I only take cash.
Right, no names.
No names.
Don't want to be insured.
Instead of a burner phone, we have a burner boat. We just keep doing different boats that come through. Can't trace me.
Oh my gosh. Bad.
That was in a nutshell, it's like was vacation and then soccer. Yeah.
Isn't it amazing so how fast time goes? And you're like, I don't know, what did I do? And you're thinking, oh my God, is this real life? Did I live those months and really nothing spectacular happened? I mean, that's good, but then also where did all the time go? That's how I feel, Chris, every day.
I know. Oh, I know. I'm like, how's it mid-November already? Almost Thanksgiving next week. It's like crazy.
I can't believe it. It's a little nuts. Yeah.
And as a coach, I try to be like really good about like teaching principles of soccer and stuff like that to the ASO kids. And I ran into another mom who's a coach of another team. And so I started practice as soon as ASO opened up. I was like, all right, beginning of August, we're going to start practicing. Games going to start to the end of August. So I'm like, oh, I'll get a month of practice. I see another coach who has become a friend. Her kid and my kid did like a golf lesson over the summer. I was like, hey. So how's your team doing? She's like, I don't know. Like, what do you mean you don't know? She's like, yeah. She's like, I texted everyone at the beginning of summer and said, hey, you cool if we just don't worry about practice and just roll into the season? And everyone's like, yep. And I'm like, oh, man.
Overachiever.
There I am busting my butt.
You're an overachiever. You need to just let that shit slide, man. Roll up.
You know what made me angry?
Hard telling.
Her team. her team beat my team.
Of course they did, because they were well rested. They had no sore legs going into it. Oh my God. That's like, funny. Oh,
I'm so angry. Yeah.
Well, good. So we're all caught up that we really did nothing. Sorry, we don't have anything interesting to tell you. I mean, I will admit the plane story was kind of intense, but that was the most exciting thing that happened to me.
How were things in your building?
Oh, you know.
Did you move out yet?
No, not yet. Maybe next year. I'll tell you what. Housing prices are ridiculous. Keeps dashing all my hopes and dreams of being able to move someplace.
How bad has it gotten? Is it maxed out the up there in San Diego area?
Oh yeah. Like, yeah. Because what happened is everybody moved from the Bay Area down here, and then people who lived in San Diego moved east. And I'm like, you have fucked everything up. Stop it. Just stay up there in the Bay Area. Stop coming down here and increasing everything. Anyway.
Yeah, remote work, you can do it anywhere. So
it is convenient. Yeah, the building stuff has been funny. So in our building, I want to say it was probably like September. We come back from a walk and I'm like, man, I smell some really horrible incense. It's like really, really, really intense. I'm sniffing and we get up to our hallway and the hallway looked like it had smoke in it. But you know, sometimes when you're like, is it smoky in here or is it my eyes? That's where we're at, right?
Right.
But it was literally giving me a migraine almost instantaneously with the smell of the whatever this incense was. I'm not sure what the blend was, but it was so intense. And I'm like, I can't take this. We get in the apartment and it was permeating all through the apartment. I'm like, I cannot breathe. We were putting blankets up and, you know, everything. I call down to the leasing office. I'm like, hey, can you do something about this? Cause this is really bad. And like, I think that it's, you know, an issue in the hallway. It seems like it's getting worse. And then I get the no, it's fine. Like, we'll send an email. I can't do anything unless I know where it's coming from. So we, oh, look at this. I get service. What are we drinking? Ooh. Beer in a wine glass. Okay.
Must be fancy microbrew.
Pause for a sip.
Pause for a sip. What are you drinking?
What is it called? Boss Pour.
Yeah.
Boss Pour. Not a sponsor. The brewery is Abnormal here in San Diego. It's excellent.
Did you say Abnormal?
Yeah. What Abnormal. That's the name of the brewery. Abnormal.
Oh. Have a problem.
Boss Pour. It is a IPA.
It's fancy.
It's delicious. A single, I believe.
Hoppy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anyway, resuming the story. So shit starts to get worse. It is smelling worse. We're hearing doors in the hallway open and close, open and close, open and close. So we peek our head out, whole hallway is filled with smoke. It's just getting worse and worse. So the bros next door and the people from down the hall decide that they're going to call the fire department. And I was like, leave me out of it. I already called the office. Like, I don't want any part of this. I already told them what is happening, what happened was. So needless to say, fire department comes, multiple fans, everybody has to evacuate. That's so big shit to do. But it was like three floors. I have no idea who was burning incense, but I can bet your bottom dollar that they were really, really not happy with themselves for leaving that burn. I didn't know incense could do that. Did you know
that? I had no idea. No.
Yeah. Filled smoke with the entire building.
I was going to say, you almost had like a small fire, like truly like a fire to like have like how much smoke.
I don't know. Maybe they lit the whole pack on fire. I have no idea. So there was
You don't know who it is. You don't know who it is.
No. I don't know who
it is. It's got to be someone probably below because it'll come up, right?
I'm not sure because the smoke wasn't as heavy below or above. It was only really bad on our floor. But
interesting.
I do have to say, in all that commotion, you know, we've been meeting the bros more next door. I remember the whole thing at New Year's when I told them that they should make better life choices.
Do they talk to you yet?
Oh, they're very pleasant to me. Yes. They say hello and smile and how are you and have a nice day. Yep. Yep. We've come to terms. We're all fine. It's all settled and ironed out, but it just makes me laugh because they were like directing the fire guys, you know, they were running in with like axes and they're like, whoa, whoa, it's not that kind of situation. Like, calm down. So that was
you have a big fan. That's what we need.
Yeah, they did. They brought in, I think, three of those like industrial fans to blow it out. Well, one for each level. It was crazy. And then building six antics just never stop. I mean, that's always a lot of fun. But the best story from building six is the guy who had some bad drugs. Literally his words was a random Tuesday or Wednesday night yelling obscene things across the way to our apartment. You know, we share the middle there. I don't know what he was doing. We were trying not to get involved. There was lots of yelling, lots of, oh, we'll call the cops then. And he's making wild claims about how his family is attorney generals and you can't take pictures. And oh, it was insane. What went back and forth. At the end of the day, nobody was called, right? Everybody went to bed. the next day in the middle of the afternoon, he screams over to the woman he was accosting earlier in the evening and says, "It must have been some bad drugs. We're cool, right?" I'm like, this building sucks, man. There's just nothing.
Oh my gosh.
It's a never ending train around here, Chris. That's what keeps me occupied. Keeps me busy.
Gives you a reason to wake up in the morning and see what's going on.
And dog stuff, you know, because we have the ancient dog who's healthy as a horse. Yeah. His heart is that of a 10-year-old per the vet.
Oh wow.
Like, oh good, I think. Because he's 18, deaf, blind, dementia. So it's good his heart is working.
So I was thinking about we talked about this. Both my dogs passed away over the past few years. And
yeah.
It was actually like this time last year, my lab. And so we've been talking about potentially getting another dog or two.
Right.
And we were looking prior to going to vacation, maybe like searching for some of these rescues. We came back. And so got busy with soccer, so we didn't do it. But my parents have a dog, and they don't usually bring their dog out, but they happen to bring her out. Mm-hmm. And so she came in, we were looking in the house and looking around my house and just like looking around. I'm like, oh, that's fine. Like, my kids were excited to see a puppy dog in the house. Anyway, like maybe 10 minutes, she's in the house, and she, my daughter's petting her, the puppy, the dog, and we're in our dining room. And I'm like, the dog's like bending over weird. I'm like, what's wrong? And I couldn't see. Mm-hmm. So I was like, oh my gosh. I'm like, is she pooping? And she bends down, looks like, yeah, she is. And I'm like, get out of my house. Get up. And you know that, like, when a dog poops, it's just like the worst smell and just permeates.
It's awful.
And I was like, you know what? I'm good for another 6 months. I don't need our dog. So we have not gotten a dog yet. We have not looked it yet.
I'm glad that was taken care of for you.
I'm good. Dogs. I hate that. That's like, you only think of, sometimes in certain situations, right? You only think about the positive or the negative, depending on what your, you know, situation is in the moment, right? Like, dogs, like, oh, someone to cuddle with me in the bed or the couch or blah, blah, blah. I'm like, oh no, I forgot all the poop in the yard.
Yes.
And have all the hair and running them. The vacuum. Mm-hmm. I know. Yeah. So it's been very nice not to have to worry about, like, because we do my wife's family vacation. Her sister brings her dog and her brother brings both of their dogs. Mm-hmm. And it's just anarchy with three dogs, like 12 people.
Yeah, it's a lot.
I'm just like, I'm over it then. So that's why we did not come back and start looking, because we're like,
good thinking.
We're good with dogs.
Yeah. All those people who adopted dogs during the pandemic gave them all back when they're like, oh, we can go do things again. I'm going to give all these dogs back. It's awful. It was awful. They had so many people return them.
Was that a lot happening your way?
I think it was nationally. They just, all of the shelters were saying that a lot of people were returning, not just dogs, but any pets that they adopted. Please don't do that. That's not okay.
Like spouses, they return those as well.
I mean, I think the divorce rate was high. I don't know. Everybody I know had a baby. I was like, sorry.
That's terrible.
Yeah. I mean, congratulations, I guess. I don't know.
I know. We were with, when my brother-in-law has a 1-year-old, and I had to sit there and think about, like, oh, like, I'm so happy we're past that point.
Yeah.
I'm just like, every time I try and pick up their son, he looks at me and just starts bawling.
That's what happens when I try and touch children. It's they just start crying. Yeah.
Got that magic touch.
Oh man. So we're all caught up on the happy haps.
Yeah.
And what's our plan then, Chris? What are we gonna do here? What are we gonna promise the listeners?
That we will definitely do another podcast in 2022.
In 2022. Ridiculous. Brooks almost replaced you a couple of times. We just never got around to recording.
Inertia.
Right? And we live in the same apartment. The other thing I was thinking, because we could do like short little things and actually try and be funny on this other platform called Racket, but I could upload them to be podcasts as well, because it limits you to 9 minutes. That's it. You have to be succinct. Oh. But see, what would happen is we'd have to be prepared. Mm. That would be a problem.
Yeah, I'm not very prepared.
Yeah.
Although I can promise you that I have more opportunities now through at least spring soccer, I guess. And I don't know where we're going to do anything. 9 minutes
of your time.
9 minutes a week.
Maybe we just have like rotating guest hosts.
You're so lucky.
I am. Yeah. I don't know.
Chris, you can handle me for more than 9 minutes. Most people can't.
Okay. I don't like the direction this conversation is going.
No, I mean, like, oh my gosh. Being sincere.
You're being sincere that I can't handle you for more than 9 minutes?
Yeah. Like my obnoxiousness, lack of funniness. What else is there?
Listen, I thought of you the other day because I've been reading a lot of books. A lot.
That's awesome.
Like, I love books. At least one a day. A lot of books.
That's awesome.
For weeks. Yeah. Well, you know, a lot of it is like romance, fiction, all these short story things. Yeah. See, because I don't want to use
my books.
No, I don't want to use my brain. But I keep starting like multiple different books. Ooh. And then I'm like, oh, well, this is Chris's thing. I do have this one, though.
You pulled a Bob.
Yeah. This, I'm going to read this one. Tao Te Ching. It's like a Chinese manual on how to live your best life. I'm gonna read that.
You know, I have a colleague who has really helped me with this, how to live your best life. Mm-hmm. And it's very succinct, and I think it's very profound.
Okay,
if you want to live if you want to live a happy life, lower your expectations. That's all you gotta do.
It's true. You know, I think I will say this in all seriousness, after everything I've gone through over the last 2 years, when you stop to look back at like, what do you actually want? And what are the things that you hoped and dreamed for? And I'm not saying this to be obnoxious, but I've literally met all of them. Like every goal I set out for myself and the things that I wanted, I've achieved. Uh-huh. And I think that's where the rub is at, because I'm like, I am happy. So,
right.
But then good. And then you're like, okay, now what? What happens when you're satisfied and fulfilled? Is there something more? Or just settle in? I'm settling in.
It's hard, right? It's trying to figure out what's next, if there is a next, or just being there in the present.
Well, and it comes with different stages of your life too. You know, like you want different things at different stages and what's important. And I think the pandemic really opened that for a lot of people. That box they didn't want to look into for a long time. They're like, oh shit, I have to deal with it now. I'm stuck here.
I'm at home all of the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anyway, lower your expectations is a good rule for everything. You'll always be happy. That's right.
You know, and that person's being tongue in cheek when I was saying that. Sure. When she was saying that. Well, like, but I think there is like some merit into that, like, you not 100%. Like, but if you're like, you always like, I need to be the best, or have this, or have like a soccer team that does this well, and just, you know, if you just kind of like, look, you do your best and forget the rest. That's what that guy from P90X would always say,
right?
Do your best and forget the rest, or whatever he used to say.
His yoga is intense, by the way. Just sideline there. That is not yoga. That's like next level pain torture. I don't
even know. Like the hour and a half yoga?
Oh my God.
I know, my wife loves it. She does it all the time. I'm like, I can't. She's like,
yells at you.
I do the rest of it. And she's like, all right. Or just randomly. She's like, I think I'm going to like do the P90X yoga. And I'm like, all right, I'll see you in 2 hours. Like,
I know.
Too long. You need to do the stretch.
It's too well. There's an amazing YouTube channel, Yoga with Adrian. Yeah, Yoga with Adrian. Do that one.
Adrian.
No, it's not. That's not the right. Adrian. No. Yeah. Mm-hmm. No. It's very good. Not sponsored. Very good. I like it. Maybe we should get sponsors, Chris. Maybe that's our next goal. We should work towards. Who would sponsor us? Some sort of adult beverage at this point.
Theranos us.
Yeah. Right. Maybe
I'm drinking from Big Oyster Brewing,
right?
Down in Delaware.
There you go. Maybe that's my spiel. I'll just start hitting up every local brewery and be like, we would be more than willing to have you as our sponsor.
But we want you to know,
beverages.
This is our name of our podcast, but we're not actually that.
Right. This is satire. It's tongue in cheek.
Satire.
Maybe that doesn't translate, Chris. Maybe we need to work on it a little bit better.
We're probably
I thought we did a good job.
We're like the poor person's The Onion.
Seriously.
We're an amateur of The Onion. Not the
I don't
poor
even
person.
Think we're at that level. I don't know.
No. We're the amateur. We're like the beta version.
Listen, I do have to tell you, I get complimented every time I do interviews on my other podcast, though. So I know what I'm doing. It's you. You're bringing us down.
I told you.
Cut you off the knees.
Thanks. I gotta go now.
Okay, bye.
Leave meeting. How do I leave this meeting?
I know. Funny that we're on Zoom now, too. We've tried all these different things.
I know.
You know.
It's making it more difficult for me.
I get
like in a comfort zone with the software, and then you just like pull the rug out from underneath me.
Well, that was funny too, because the last one you didn't use headphones and I had all of this feedback, and so the recording was horrible anyway, and that's still our highest episode.
I love it.
Everything I have learned is a lie. I don't know.
I'll smoke and mirrors. I think I do every couple of weeks like we talked about before. Hopefully it's not more than that. So I definitely have time now.
Yeah.
Or more time, I think.
We could work at social media. You want to pick up the Twitter account?
Yep. I'm trying to get away from social media in general.
Me too. That's why I'm trying to get you to pick up. I can only handle my account, just the one.
You can't handle any accounts. I'm trying to get off all of them.
My own Twitter. Well, if you want to follow us online, you can follow me. At Sarah No Socks on Twitter. I'm not on the gram anymore. I got off that. Made it private, but I don't do anything with it. And you can follow the podcast account. Can I Tell You? That's letter U, funny, on Twitter. Every now and then I drop some gems over there. Let's see what the last thing was I tweeted, Chris. I don't even know.
You can also leave reviews.
Yeah, you can leave reviews and tell us we're not funny, because I think that's fucking hilarious. Sir, you did not get the memo. Where's the last thing I tweeted? Let's see.
I'm impressed that they've listened to more than one.
I know. I was like, man, you're a glutton for punishment here. Here's something funny I tweeted. The last tweet from the Can I Tell You Something Funny account. Me, I would rather be doing anything other than being on the computer or a phone. Also, rom-coms and trashy fiction novels are a necessity. Brooks, I think you just described retirement. Winning.
Are you into the Hallmark movie stuff?
I try sometimes. I go in spurts. I do like a rom-com, but I like a Ryan Reynolds type rom-com as opposed to life.
Did he have a new movie come out?
Yeah, it was good. Red Notice on Netflix.
I thought it was Free Will.
Free Guy.
Free Guy.
And that.
Will Guy.
Free Willie.
Bob.
It's a whole other movie.
Oh, man. That is not a comedy.
No, that's definitely not. Free Guy. That came out in the theaters. But Red Notice is another one that was like a Netflix original that just came out. Maybe we should start a Netflix segment or like streaming segment, because I've got some thoughts. So much we could do. Our fans should tell us. I can put polls up. But now we can put a poll up. I should put a poll up. If you listen on Spotify, I'm going to put a poll up. You tell us which segment would you like.
We can be like Elon Musk, where he says to try to sell $5 billion.
Please don't ever say that.
So we could be like that. Like,
no,
you could be like, what do you want us to do?
Like a segment idea. Chris reading trashy novels.
Ooh, I like it. That would be great. This one looks over my shoulder when I'm reading the trashy novels and he starts reading it. And I'm like, this is out of context. You don't even know.
When Gregory backs up and slips his,
They're all written like that too.
Quivering member.
You're terrible.
Remember that from 10 Things I Hate About You?
Oh my God. Yes. So funny.
I think you're looking for a quivering member.
That's hysterical. That's such a good movie. Oh, I like this segment. Okay, now we're getting somewhere.
Yeah, so I think we can do that. But I was joking, we could do a poll to say, like, do we do this, or do we just stop doing a podcast?
Yeah, right. Everybody will vote for that option, Chris. I've done polls on my Twitter account where I'm asking about, like, should you and I live stream this podcast? And it was like, yes, no, you have another podcast. And 90% of them were like, you have another podcast. Nobody knows about this one, yet it does better than my other podcast. Oh, make it make sense. Make it make all right. sense.
No, I think it'd be pretty funny. I would love to do. Jamie does those books as well. But she pumps through them like one a day or one every couple of days.
That's it's what crazy. I just said, one a day. Well, they're like
300. No, she does. No, she does.
Yeah, I do too. They're like 300 pages. Come on. Yeah. Who can read that? That's a couple hours.
Are you missing something in your life that you need to read
this? No. I watched everything. That's why I said we have to do a streaming thing. I like burnt out on streaming and TV. And I thought, I'm just going to read instead. Because I was just on social media and I don't want to be on social media. So yeah, I went to books.
Not too.
Yeah. And they're not all. I've read some vampire series. I have the Covet Crave series here. Crave by Tracy Wolf. Very good. YA, very Twilight-esque, but better.
The my wife just got a book series. It's a female version of Sherlock Holmes.
Yeah, my mom just told me about that too.
Yeah, she listened to them through the library, yeah. Like the book on book on tape, I guess, or audiobook. So she listened to the first
show at our age, book on tape.
I know, book on tape, I know. 4 score 7 years ago. How old were? Oh my gosh,
we were alive pre-internet, so there's that.
Quiet. But anyway, she had the whole book series. There's a whole bunch there, so it looks really interesting. I was like, yeah, oh, that's pretty neat. So yeah, I might actually try and read this. I don't really do too much fiction, as you know. So
I know, but see, I spend all of my kind of day extra time, like work extra time, taking courses and doing a lot of things that are not
something
fictional.
to zone out.
Yeah. It's either reading or social media. I figure reading was the lesser of two evils.
Yeah.
Me. Not quite sure, but in my brain, it sounds better.
Sounds better. I would agree.
Okay, good. So we're going to do a nice little reading segment. I think this would be fantastic.
I can get her books too.
I want to do a segment on what are you watching? Just because I think that would be really interesting. Either documentaries or, you know, whatever it is you're watching. What are you watching? Let's do that. Read to me. What are you watching?
Read to me. I'm pretty boring when it comes to the streaming.
Well, it doesn't have to be streaming.
Well, just even watching. Like, that's all I have is streaming anymore.
You don't have TV? Real TV?
I just have streaming. All kinds.
You making your shoulder go like people can see it. Like they can see the nonchalant face you're making.
I think we're watching Lakefront Bargain Hunts right now.
See? That's good though.
Get sucked into that.
I'm watching all the Apple Plus stuff. Ted Lasso is amazing.
I heard that was pretty good.
It was so good. I might rewatch the Apple Plus. It's $5 a month. Come on, that's cheap.
I started watching Succession.
That's so
have you watched that?
Yes, yeah. I love it. Fuck off.
It's hard for me like in working and like very, it's stressful, but some of it's stressful. Like,
it's very serious, yeah.
But like watching serious stuff. I want it's
light.
I want the romance novel like type fiction things, like light and hearty, like witty banter. Mm-hmm. I want that in my shows after that.
You
want
to watch Ted Lasso?
Yeah, things like that. Mm-hmm. I watched Psych. We're rewatching Psych for the 29th time.
Yeah. I'm trying to think what else I watched that was like that. I watched them all. I watched all the shows. You know what I end up watching for that kind of stuff is like the YA sci-fi type things on Netflix. There was a whole bunch of them. There's like that Lock and Key and the Fate, the Wink Saga. What was the other one we watched? He's got his headphones and he can't even. There's one on HBO. The Nevers, the Irregulars. Like there were so many of them, all that kind of stuff that I like because it's like, fun.
I did watch my annual Hocus Pocus.
Did you? Good for you. It's good. There's a lot of good stuff coming out on Disney over the next year or so.
Oh, nice.
A lot of Star Warsy stuff.
Ooh, not big Star Warsy. Minus the Mandalorian.
Well, yeah, it's Mandalorian, and they're doing Boba Fett.
When's that come out?
December. December. 7th.
This December. This
yeah.
December.
Yeah.
Really? Oh,
3rd, good. Fifth, something like that. Yeah.
Don't lie to me. Don't lie to me.
No, I'm not. It's because we canceled our Disney until it comes back out. So we were watching it. Oh, nice. Yeah. Good. Well, now we're just rambling. Now we're just talking. It's really boring, Chris. People don't want to listen to this.
Not very funny. It's not very funny.
It's not funny at all. It's your fault. It's your fault.
I'm sorry. What are you talking about? Yeah. So let's do it.
Okay. Good. I made notes. Can't guarantee.
Find a good excerpt on those romance novels.
I'm going to. And we'll really earn that explicit title in this podcast. So we'll give credit to the authors. I mean, you know, good. What else? What else do you have to say? You have any parting thoughts for the day? Any PSA?
Just get your vaccine if you haven't gotten it.
That's been a PSA for a while. And your booster if you're eligible.
Yeah.
Boosted.
It's not looking good up here in the north.
Yeah.
You're okay and the south's okay, but up here it's like,
cases are going up though, even now. I know California just said that they were going to okay booster shots for anybody over the age of 18.
Yeah.
So, hopefully
it helps.
It's a good PSA. We're still in a pandemic. I can't believe all these many months ago we made a joke of it. How wrong we were. Dang. Yeah. Wish we were right. I wish it would just go away. That's all right. Okay, we've got a plan.
Got a plan. Chris,
we're all caught up. In the meantime, we have a website. You can visit that. That's in the show notes. We've got the socials. Yes, some of us put it together. The podcast has a website. Bob's gone off camera. I don't even know what's happening right now. Chris.
Pretty hilarious.
Oh, boy. Yeah, like I said, follow us on the socials, check out the poll if you're on Spotify. Go ahead. You think I won't use that for the cover image? I will. You could rate and review and tell us that just because we aren't funny doesn't mean we aren't funny. No, wait, I said that. Anyway, you could just say that you like the show. You enjoy our non-funniness.
Do we have a ranking now or a score like on there?
I don't know. How do you know if you have a score?
Didn't you say like 5 stars or 4 stars? Can you do that?
Ours is like 4.5. And I know who gave us the 4 stars. And because now we have the 1 star from the guy. I was like, it's not funny. I was like, that should be a 5 star because it is actually the point of the show. Oh, my goodness. It is funny. Maybe he'll be listening to this one.
I thought the whole point of the show was to make you millions of dollars.
Yeah, well, that's
launch your career. And launch your career.
It's launched, all right. They're straight into space.
There may be a direct correlation, maybe statistically significant. You partaking in the show in your career.
Yeah, both of them are tanking. Oh shit. Okay, good. I do not have any other PSAs. That's a good one. Yeah, until next time. I mean, we'll try and bring it to you on a more regular basis. No promises.
In 2022.
Okay, bye.
See you.